We're talking about being on video, right? So you want to talk about being authentic?
That.
I show how I am in that moment. Mm. If I'm salty, you're going to get that salt. If I'm mad, you're going to get that tea. If I'm happy, you're going to get that. If I want to cry, you're going to see these tears. And that's when I learned how to be brave on video.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
The educator in me has a responsibility to
come on
that whoever is coming into my program is not just being sold on copy and gimmicks and how much money I made last year, because that's irrelevant. That's not
reading the industry, y'all.
The industry will hate me in about 10 minutes if I can.
Hey guys, hey, welcome to the Brave On Video podcast. In this episode, we are talking to Jam Gamble. Jam is such a gem, okay? But before I tell you even more about Jam, I want you to remember that this podcast was created to inspire others to be brave on video. Y'all know I am Zaylee Barclay. I am your camera confidence coach. And I want to share with you through the experiences of other people that I feel like are brave on video consistently. Y'all remember, consistently is the word. And of course, we know consistency looks different to everyone. But people that I really admire, and one of those people is Jam Gamble. So one thing I learned about Jam is that she was advised to speak less as a young girl. And I felt that because, listen, I had the same experience. We talk about this in the episode. Now Jam leads the Slay the Mic program. She's been doing this since 2016. And she's added a video component to doing this program. And we talk about that in the episode as well. She helps people to harness their voice with confidence. And she does that as well. I promise you, this episode is such a treat. And she doesn't only teach you this for the stage, but she also teaches you for every interaction in life. She believes in people using their voices confidently. We speak about Jam's experiences as someone who's been on television for a few years. Well, we speak about her first video because I really feel like when people answer that question, it helps you to understand what you can do differently. Now, also please remember that people that I interview for the podcast are in different stages of their video journey. So Jam is way more confident and excited to be on camera than an episode that you may have looked at before, where someone is still learning and still getting accustomed or used to being on camera but using a different medium. So the whole thing is just sharing with you different people's video journeys, and we can learn so much from everyone and their interactions and experiences on camera. Let's get into it. All right, Jam, I've been wanting to do this forever. I've been wanting to just be in your essence forever. We've done this once, I think, at Thinking Color. I can't remember what year it was.
It was the year of the Panorama Ding Dong. It was like 2020.
It was. But yeah. I feel like we couldn't misbehave we would have wanted to. You know,
I was a little bad. I think they like played my talk, and then when we went to the live Q&A, I was like, let this be the last time y'all ask me to pre-record
it. I remember that. She's like,
don't ever ask me to do that. That is a total waste of my time.
I do remember. That was hilarious. But you know what? I love that you told us. Listen, I ain't doing that ever.
Ever. No.
Well, so talk to the people. We want to know a little bit about your journey, how you got started. I'm going to pretend I don't know anything. And just how you started your journey and a bit about like where you are now.
You know, that question always stumps me because I don't think when I started this journey, I did not intentionally start this journey, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I think some people, like, they have a plan. They're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I was like, let's try this and see what happens. Let's try that and see what, oh, that works. Okay, let's keep this. Well, then. So I really like struggle with saying, well, you know, when I started, when I was, 19, I was a coffee shop. I don't know. I can't remember. But if I could really just take a second to reflect, my journey has always been one of curiosity. Mm-hmm. And one of like what's the worst that could happen? Mm. And if I don't bring shame to my mama's name, then it's worth exploring. Like,
not the shame in the name.
Is my mom still going to sleep at night? Are people going to stop her in the street and go, you know, your daughter was doing some whatless behavior.
You know how Caribbean parents be doing.
Well, how it go? Word spreads. So as long as that didn't happen, it was worth trying.
I love that.
But when I got into media, that mm-hmm. was purely accidental. I went to school. I went to college for developmental services. So I focused on supporting children and adults with developmental disabilities. When I graduated from school, my mom's advice was don't be basic. And I was like, all right, thank you. Solid advice. Mm. Right here.
Solid, yeah.
And I realized I had a real passion for educating people about disability awareness. So back then, and this was like 11 years ago, we had a local community television show. I applied to be on it. And I watched that video. We're talking about being on video, right? Mm-hmm. I remember they prepped me for the interview. I told them what not to ask me. Tell me why these people asked me the questions I said not to ask me.
They did not.
Make it make sense, Jesus. They right? So I styled myself. I did my hair. I did my makeup. I watched back the interview. I'm like, okay, girl, you look good on camera. Yes. But I didn't feel or sound like me. And so I was presented with this opportunity to like just settle or try. And I was like, I'm going to try again. And I don't think I was the problem.
Hello.
Yeah, I did what I had to do. Y'all did it. So I decided to go back online. And I thought when I clicked show proposal, I thought I was being given the opportunity to choose whose show I wanted to be on. Mm. It turns out show.
Wow.
Ask me how much media experience I had before that one interview.
I mean, girl, I would have thought the same thing. Like,
ask.
Come on, Jam. Tell us. How much media experience?
None. In fact, when I was six, my mom took me to an audition and I froze. So I had no experience. And they said they wanted to have a meeting. I was Confucius, but I said, okay. I'm faking it till I make it. I'm like, I'm a solo artist. I don't want to work with other people. Next thing you know, I have a show.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
And that's when I learned how to be brave on video.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
This is community television.
Hello.
We don't have a budget for a teleprompter. I had to figure out everything myself.
Yes.
And when I watched the first two seasons of my show, like the first season was really hard for me to watch because I was trying to channel my inner Oprah. Because I used to think about being young Black women back then, we didn't have a lot of examples. Oprah is our Lord Savior.
She is the example, literally.
She is the example. And I'm trying to be all stiff and I'm watching this. I barely watch myself. I was like, oh my God, this is so cringe. I force myself. So for the people who watch themselves on camera, you're only going to get better when you watch those cringe moments. Like,
ooh, that part. Ooh, wait. That was a whole bar gem verse. All the things. Ooh, say that again, Jam. Wait. She said.
For all of you who struggle with being on camera, and when you watch yourself and it's awkward, you're only going to get better the more you watch yourself and work through that discomfort. I am telling you, I watched myself on mute. I was like, okay, hair looks good, outfit's popping, voice is cringe, and I had to push through it. I'm like, I have a this opportunity to have my own television show during a prime time slot.
Yes.
Damn, on a Thursday. Watch it. And when I watched it, I realized in listening to myself, that is not me. That's not Jam.
So Jam, well, scrap all the questions that I had, girl. But so let's I mean, what do you say to someone who isn't doing anything, that like they're like, you know, I know that I'm not going to be my authentic self on camera, and I'm letting that like completely stop me. What is your thoughts about that? I feel like authenticity, I'm authentically different in different scenes and spaces, right? Yeah. I'm an introvert as well, so you might meet me in person and I may not be as energetic as I am on camera.
That's me as well. Yeah.
Okay. You know, but what would you say to that person? Like the person who's like, I want to be just like I am, with my friends all the time kind
That's
of thing.
Happen. Stop it. Sit down. Take a nap. Come back and try it again. No, because when I'm here or when I'm on TV, it's like, hi, I'm Jam Gamble. Or I might be like, yo, I'm Jam Gamble. What's good? Gunfinger.
Oh, my gosh.
In the grocery store, I'm like, don't talk to me. I don't want to. That is authentically me. I show up. However I am feeling, I show up.
Ooh, and another bar, another verse, another.
And this is my philosophy. Brace yourself. Hold on to your desk.
All right.
I like to acknowledge the elephant in the room before the elephant tramples. So, and this is going to take a sharp, dark turn, but I'm just—I keep it
Let's
real.
Go.
I went through a hate crime in 2021. That crushed me. It light out of me. I could not be on camera because I was paranoid. I could not
I'm
talk.
So sorry, Jam.
I was broken, and so. While I was dealing with the police and then I was going through a launch, I'm dealing with the police. I'm hiding online.
Oh,
I thought to cancel, or my team and I forgot to cancel a virtual workshop I had for Shopify.
Oh my gosh.
So it's in the calendar. We're like, oh shoot, it's too late now. So earlier before I did that workshop, I had an anxiety attack. And my anxiety attacks, now I realize, because I have a benign heart condition, that I don't have 20-minute attacks. Like, they last hours.
Oh,
so
was, gosh. Yeah.
Okay. So I came into this virtual call. This is the first time I've talked to people or seen other faces online in 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
And I came on and I was like, hi, everyone. So you might hear me right now. I'm a little breathy. It's not because I was exercising. You're the first group of people who I've talked to in two who are following me online. You might have noticed I've gone dark, and literally the way my body language is right now is exactly how I was on camera. You might notice, like, I've been a little bit dark online. I haven't said this out loud to anybody else, but I'm going through a hate crime right now. So and I meant to cancel this, but it's too late now. So I acknowledge the elephant in the room.
The authenticity.
I sound a little bit shaky. Yeah. I might turn my camera off for a second. I might have to stop and catch my breath, but we're here now, so let's just get it done. That's what I did. So you want to talk about being authentic?
That.
I show how I am in that moment. If I'm salty, you're going to get that salt. If I'm mad, you're going to get that tea. If I'm happy, you're going to get that. If I want to cry, you're going to see these tears. And it allows me to literally go from being on camera back into real life and not being able to tell the difference. Because here I am talking to a person.
Exactly. Yes.
And I'm over here.
Yeah. Oh, Jam. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Wow. That is.
But better place now.
Yeah.
I could talk about it without breaking down. And I have done it. And I have broken down. And I've done it in a room with like 190 people. And I'm like, just give me a moment. I just need to.
You know, but also, you saying that, those are the moments that we really miss when it comes to connecting with people on a deeper level, because there are people in that room that needed that moment with you, or probably had things that were not processed, or needed a mental health day. Like, that is so inspiring and so brave of you to do that, because I could see on another spectrum or in another plane, someone either canceling last minute or pushing through and pretending that things are okay, because that's kind of also what we're taught.
Yeah, so I don't follow what others are taught.
Exactly.
If anyone really knows me, you know I do what I need to do. I follow my gut. My gut will guide me and give me the perspective or the words of advice I need in that moment. And I think one of the best things I've been able to do for myself, both personally and professionally, is just to allow myself to be and not be what people expect of me or be. I mean, like, I show up on national television quite a bit. I have been on live camera and I've had moments, and some people might go, oh God, that's just way too much vulnerability for me. I didn't anticipate that was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't premeditated. My emotions and my gut said, we're doing this. I'm like, we're doing
right.
this.
Right. You're like, okay. Oh, that's the, okay.
But okay. It's the most freeing thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. Just,
yeah, yeah. And I think going back to video, mm-hmm. I'm able to watch those moments back. Mm. And it's a healing.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yes.
Myself, you know, voice quivering, tears dripping down my face. Yes. I'm breathy and I'm watching myself and I'm like, yes. That's me now.
Ooh.
That's me. That's me on
yeah.
camera.
Yeah, and right.
I, you know,
which is a contrast to what you said before.
Yeah.
Where you saw that it wasn't you on camera.
Yeah, but that was baby Jam. That was 11 yeah. years ago. Mm. And I've come so far and I'm only able to see how far I've come because it's recorded.
Girl, she is low-key reading y'all. I hope y'all know. I hope y'all can see what Jam is doing.
Hold on, let me get my glasses on. I reach all that filth.
Not the reading glasses. Okay. So Jam, I want to know, what do you refer to yourself as? This is coach, educator, mic slayer, like. what do you refer to yourself as, or do you even refer to yourself as one thing?
Yeah, so many years ago someone was helping me draft a new biography and they're like, mm-hmm. who are you? I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I realized in that moment that I am a connector of people, ideas, and energy. It's everything I love to do, from teaching to coaching to speaking to empowering to hosting to everything revolves around connecting with people, their ideas, and most importantly their energy. So I think we really get caught up in like, who am I?
Yeah.
And, like, do we really need to define who we are? Because like, we could call it ourselves whatever the hell we want, but it's our actions that really says who
exactly.
we are, you know. So in my actions and the work I do, I was like, yeah, this is me in a nutshell. But if I was to summarize it, I am the slayer of the mic.
That's, you saw I sprinkled it in there, right? Like,
me.
But she said she is the. I'm not like y'all.
No, I am like, the. I am me. The. The.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So listen, one of my questions was going to be, I don't think we need to address this anymore, but what sets you apart from others in your industry who do what you do? Like, I mean, just your ambiance, energy, the work uh-huh. that you do, the way that you position yourself online. Like, I can answer, like, and that's just my perspective, like what I see. Like, I don't have to. When I see you, I know why I need to sign up for Slay the Mic. It, yeah. It's not like a, is she the right person? You know, like.
Well, I also want people to ask that question, because I think it's a question that's not asked enough. You know, like, is this person the right coach for me? Is this the right fit? And yeah. I tell people, I can't answer that question for you. Go ask people who've taken my program.
Yeah.
And a coach I am. And plus, like, when you decide to work with somebody, that's the start of a new relationship. You're getting to know. Mm-hmm. So exactly. I think what sets me apart is that I'm willing to do things differently.
Mm.
Even if that means I get 10 likes on something mm-hmm. or it goes viral, I'm proud of it. And I stick by it. And I continue to do things differently. So when people look at Slay the Mic, you know, it's not the typical name of a public speaking program. And that's a question, that's a comment I often get, like, oh, what is it to slay the mic? I'm like, it's a mindset, it's a movement.
Mm.
You know? Well, you get what you said and you're so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
For saying it, whether you're speaking your truth professionally or personally, you slayed it and you're proud of it. Or people ask, like, is what you do similar to Toastmasters? To which I say Toast is better.
Girl, not the toast with the jam and the tea for all the Caribbean people, but wait.
I mean, my you God. Can go back to my toast, but everybody knows you can put a little jam on it, a little butter. little cream cheese with the jam.
Hello, hello.
Flavor, texture is delicious. Yeah, nutritious. Yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. So let's talk a little bit more about Slay the Mic. You have always, from what I've seen, included video in your launches.
Oh yeah.
Has that changed? How has that how has that developed? Like, has that worked well for you? Like, why video in your launches? Like, from early, I don't know if I saw the first Slay the Mic launch, but I know it
launched during the Panorama Ding Dong.
Okay, yeah. So yes, girl, I've been a fan. Hello, yes, hello.
Like, you could type all the words. You could type all the words. I mean, AI wasn't popping back in the Panorama Ding Dong, right? So now, like, there's AI images and whatnot. But, like, I could type all the words. Mm. But this is a speaking program.
Yeah.
You need to see me use my voice. You need to hear me use my voice. And when I am on video, the way I speak and the way I am as a coach, like when I'm crafting these videos, I imagine I'm speaking to different potential mic slayers.
Yeah.
So when I put out one video and you'll notice, like I'll take my glass off, you just see, like when I'm actually describing it, like my eyes are closed because I'm visualizing it, right? So like I'm visualizing that one person who's on the fence. What does on the fence person need to hear? That person who has been shut down many times, what does that person need to hear? And usually those people are previous versions of myself.
Yeah,
I know what it feels like to be in each of those scenarios, whether you are a racialized person and you have been gaslit and you've been shut down and been conditioned to believe that you cannot use your voice, to the person who was taught to be seen and not heard. I know that, and I speak to that.
Yeah.
So I get tight all of the words, but you're not going to feel it. And that is why I stand apart from the rest, because other people are going to rely on their copy. But whether you hear me say it online, or you stop me in the grocery store, or I'm walking my dog down the street, I could talk like that because it's here. It's here. I don't rely on a keyboard. It's here. So it comes out. It just comes out.
I love that, Jam. That is like definitely, it's, first of all, I love that you're so in tune with the feeling that you want your customer or client to experience, or the future mic slayers to experience.
Well, if I can interrupt you first, it reminds me one time I was doing a podcast with Amy Porterfield, and she was like, how does somebody, like, something about an avatar, like, how do you find your ideal avatar or customer profiles? Like, can't we stop? Can we stop with that, Amy? Can we stop saying I coach women?
Girl,
between
you
the
did.
Age.
You told the.
I did. Oh, I did. I told Amy plenty. I told Amy plenty.
I gotta go listen to that episode, girl.
Good. I told her plenty. Sidebar, because my brain goes this way. We did Instagram Live one time, and there were people messaging me going, "Oh my God, you're doing an Instagram Live with Amy?" I was like. And they're like, congratulations. I go congratulate her for going live with Jam Gamble. Go congratulate her. And I tagged her.
Jam is shaking the table, y'all. Jam is shaking the table.
Yes, I did. I don't need to be making 8 mil to be popping.
Hello.
You gotta know. So back to this avatar. I'm like, can we stop saying I work with women who are between the ages of 27.5 and 36.27 with 3.5 kids. Can we just talk to people where they're at emotionally? Can we speak? Let's speak to that, because that's what people are going to resonate with.
Mm.
If somebody is 21 and they want to work with me, then come work with me.
Mm.
Your age is irrelevant. Where you are emotionally, spiritually, like professionally, all of that. I'm going to speak to that.
Mm.
And all me say one thing, and you see me on camera, and you're like, I'm sold. I'm sold. That's what I told Amy.
That's kind of what I meant. Like, for me, when I see you, there's no question of Does that make sense? Like, it's less of a question. I should say less of a question then, because you say you do want people to ask the question of like, is Jam the right coach for me? But I feel like your branding and the way that you, you know, speak and the way that you share, and it's so potent that I don't have to question much of, is she the right person for me? Because if it's not, it's not like, oh, this ain't my cup of tea, which is fine.
Even as you said branding, part of me went, ugh.
Well, branding is what the people say about you. So this is me telling you what I see.
But hearing the word branding, I'm like, this is not branding. This is me being a human.
Like, this is you living or existing.
This is just how I am. I am an educator. There are coaches and there are educators. I'm an educator and a coach.
Exactly. So, that's why I asked that question earlier too. Like,
the educator in me has a responsibility to
come on
that whoever is coming into my program not just being sold on copy and gimmicks and how much money I made last year, because that's irrelevant. The industry will hate me in about 10 minutes if I could go on and on and on. I have a responsibility to be honest. Human is human. Because I am, aside from being an educator and a coach, I'm also a human. So if I watch another human who I wanted to work with and learn from and invest with, I would hope that they would be honest with me and say, this is for you. This is not for you. And I'm very brutally honest. I've had business coaches DM me and say, Jerem, you telling people don't join out of FOMO is dangerous and reckless. And I'm like, what's wrong with that?
I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. So no, I don't see this as branding. This is not a part of a plan. It's my human responsibility to be decent and to be honest. And if it's seen as branding, great, but I know that this is not some act.
Right.
Jam,
we know you don't do pre-recorded videos, honey. So
I hate it so much.
Can you remind me of what your first Instagram live was like? Do you remember your first Instagram live video? Walk us through that experience.
Forget my first Instagram live. Let's talk about my first vlog. YouTube. So when I started 10 years ago, I started doing a vlog. And I was really uncomfortable with that because my husband was in the house and they're talking into this thing. So I'm looking into my computer and I was like, hello, welcome to my first off, I had some questionable weave on.
Girl, we all be looking back like, girl. Thank God they won't recognize me today. But
yo, I don't even know what phase I was going through, but I thought I was hot. Okay. So
you couldn't tell us nothing though.
Couldn't tell me nothing. With my questionable weave, going, hey, Jam. Welcome. Because I don't want my husband hearing me, right?
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, I watched that video and I vomit in my mouth every time, but I keep it up on my YouTube channel. Yes. Why? So people could see how far I've come.
Hello.
Hate it. I actually use it in my coaching program when we get to the component. I go, look at this.
I have some of those too.
Look at this. And oh my God, well, it was really hard. Instagram Lives. Is the best way to learn how to talk off the cuff. And for me, I can't even remember what my first song was like because I was like, yeah, I can talk longer than 15 seconds. So I was hype.
Right.
But I'm grateful for that tool because I use it to flush out so many ideas, to practice so many keynotes. I love it. I could talk for a whole hour. I'm like, oh, yo, I've been talking for too long. This is an invoice now. Gotta go.
No, that is really powerful. I love the spectrum of you wanting to kind of hide a little bit.
Oh yeah,
in your vlog.
My husband didn't understand.
Oh girl, we
was saying
Oh, girl, yes.
And then I went from doing those vlogs to, are you ready? Periscope. And
girl,
that's why Instagram wasn't nothing to me.
Because you had to be live to survive in the Periscope streets.
Periscope comment section. You got one comment saying, this is so insightful. And then John25-26B54 is like, I like your tits.
Listen, it was a mess.
A whole disaster. But it prepped me because...
It did.
And don't forget, that was Facebook Live. So there was Facebook Live, Periscope.
Periscope, then Instagram. And
whatever.
Exactly. No, I love that. Girl, you brought back some memories. Okay.
Periscope. What you know about Periscope? Yeah. I'm pretty sure, mate. I survived Periscope.
Right? That would sell. I'm not going to lie. What's the current misconception in your, I don't want to say your industry, because I feel like you own your industry, but in your industry that you feel like you're on the polar opposite side of it. You shared a few, which I love, but what's one that like bothers you? Like
that you need to be known in order to be heard.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I just made that up.
I was like, girl, you gotta break that down for me now.
Yeah. So we I don't know when, you know, verified accounts became the only people we were gonna listen to.
Oh, I agree.
We're only gonna take you seriously if you're a six-figure business owner.
Mm.
We're only gonna take you seriously if you'll have over 10,000 followers.
Mm.
We're only gonna book you for the speaking engagement if you have a blue check. All these things.
Mm.
There are speakers everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a speaker in aisle 4 of the grocery store. Mm. There's a speaker in the cubicle next to you. There's a speaker in your neighborhood. There's a speaker in your family. Like, so the amount of people who feel that they cannot share and they cannot create impact because they are known breaks my heart.
Mm.
It truly breaks my heart that we have sources of inspiration and change makers amongst us. But because they don't have that blue check,
mm,
and because they don't have 10K followers, and because they haven't gone viral, like, yeah, no, you're just another person with a voice.
Mm.
No. We really got to work on that. We really have to break that down. And that starts with people in the positions of planning conferences and planning events.
Yes.
Stop hiring the same people.
Girl, this is why we did Think in Color now.
I can't remember the name of the artist. Heard it all before. Heard it all before.
Girl, don't get me. Hello.
Baby, yes.
Don't get jam.
Line, I've been to an event. This is where she talks about the boat. Hold on.
Yeah.
And then the boat went. It's my favorite part.
Yeah.
We can't talk about empowering women and amplifying marginalized voices or underrepresented voices, but we keep calling on the same people.
Mm. Mm. Say it again. Whoo! Say it again. That's a whole other conversation that I feel like, girl, you might have to come back.
Listen, one could call me a hypocrite and go, but Jen, that benefits you. Like, what about you getting booked for multiple events? And you raise a point. But I am comfortable with saying no to things that I don't think I need to do that again.
Yeah.
Or I don't think this is for me. I think this person will be better. I have no problem doing that. No problem doing that.
No, that makes sense. And I'm glad you shared that because it is something that I definitely tried to address with Thinking Color because there were too many of us that were unheard.
But listen, like, we're all guilty of it because from a marketing perspective, it's the safest bet, right? When you use names.
Yeah, that's why I said we have, that's a whole episode that we.
A whole other episode. Yes. I get it. But like.
Could dive into.
About all the hidden gems that are out there.
Yeah, that's exactly. So my thing was I kept being asked and I wanted to make sure that I was bringing other people along. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, oh, she's fire. I've never, like, you know, seen her at this event or that event or this event. And I would make sure that we would bring in people that my eyes are on. I'm like, I would go into rooms and speak names. Like, I seen this girl on my Instagram, killing it. like, how can we amplify her, you know? Because it just, and guess what? I mean, I'm biased for video. I would choose people that I would see on camera. I'm seeing you.
I would too, though.
Yeah, okay.
So don't worry. I would too, because like, if you're planning something, you know, little Shirley down the street over there, like we gotta make sure little Shirley can handle things, you know?
That's hard.
It benefits, but like I think about some of the most biggest goals that I've accomplished in my brand simply by going on video. Video is free.
I wanted to talk about that. Exactly. Yep. Like I want you to tell me, like, you know, like video and speaking.
Yes.
Do you see a place where it like it goes hand in hand, or, you know, like,
please.
Yeah.
So here in Canada, one of like our version of The View,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. like daytime talk shows, is called The Social.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw someone on The Social and I'm like, why am I not on The Social? I'm social. The show's on The Social. I'm social.
I'm so done.
What the hell? And then I'm like, you know what? Why haven't I been on The Social? I'm social. The show's on The Social. I think lots of people would love for me to be on The Social. Mm. How do we make this happen? A month later,
you were
a month later, I was on the show. I don't have an agent. I'm not a part of a talent agency.
Listen,
if I'm giving you 20%, you better be moving mountains and have visas on speed dial. Like, you know what I mean? So a lot of the things that I've accomplished is because I picked up this phone and I stopped thinking about what's the worst that can happen.
Mm.
And people are going to laugh for me, or people are going to think this. I don't got time for that. They ain't paying my bills or feeding my bougie. They're not feeding my bougie. My kids are on a raw food diet. That sounds expensive.
Hello.
My children need to eat. So I'm going to take this $3,000 phone.
Girl, not three. Hello.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Terabyte.
Yes.
And it's a pro. I'm gonna go on there and I'm gonna let people know, because opportunities are attracting people who are willing to ask for it. Okay? If I'm gonna wait for someone to come knock, 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 then on my door, breaking news, I'm a black woman. It only happens in February.
Ooh.
So for the
girl, not even have you gotten anybody reached out to you? Okay.
Not a soul. Not Thank a you. Soul. Not Thank a you. Soul.
Thank you.
Not a soul. So if I'm not letting people know, then who will?
Yeah.
Then who will? So I bet on myself. I bet on these opportunities. I believe in myself. And when people watch those videos, they see and they hear that this woman believes in herself. And they would be ridiculous.
Girl, hello.
Work with me.
Their loss, like she said before. Okay, so as we wrap up, Jam, I love asking this question, especially to people who are already killing it on camera. What does the next iteration of being brave on video look like? What does it look like for Jam, or for future Jam, and why?
I want my own TV show.
Ooh, y'all heard it here. Well, I'm sure she said it before, but y'all heard it here.
I will have my own show.
Ooh.
Whether it's on TV or it's online or something. Like, this talent of mine, it needs to go further than where it's at right now, one. And two, the idea and the concept that I have no doubt that it will change lives.
Mm.
So this is not about me. This is about all of us.
Mm.
And it has to happen. Like, duh. Like, it just...
Hello.
It has to happen. I did it before when I wasn't ready. I'm ready now. So we got things to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Jam.
That's my next thing.
So and powerful.
Then to do Slay the Mike Jr., and to get kiddos to be brave.
I saw that. Oh my gosh. That touched my heart when I read it. I was like, genius. genius.
There's out there who, you know, like they have big ideas. And my background is in education. And if I was on the playground and I saw a kid running super fast, I'd be like, you should join the track team.
Right.
If I shots with their friend, I'm like, well, you should try out for the basketball team. Why don't we encourage kids who talk to use their voice?
Yeah.
You could be a podcast host. You could be a broadcaster. Why not? I don't want kids to wait until they're adults.
Because I saw, I think my assistant left notes for me, and I saw in the notes that you were told to be quiet as a kid.
Yeah.
Me too, girl.
Me too. Look at me now, Miss
Look Mason. At us now.
Miss Boldenberg, Mr. Hughes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Right? I used to be told, oh, you ask too many questions.
Yeah. What though? I ran into one of my teachers, one of my high school teachers. So when I worked for the board,
yes.
I ran into a teacher of mine at a conference. Mm. She comes up to me. She goes, Jamila? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I recognized her voice, but she dyed her hair, so I didn't recognize her at first. And she's like, mm-hmm. I was your grade 10 teacher. And I was like, oh, my God. And she goes, you know what? You were so chatty. She's like, but I wasn't worried about you.
Mm.
She's like, I knew you would do something with it. And she's like, your mom was a single mom, and I was a single mom, and your mom was so worried about you. But I knew you would figure it out.
Yeah.
And she's like, now I follow you online and I see what you're doing. So proud. And I was a wreck. I was like,
I can imagine. Oh my gosh.
And then my mom said, sorry, a few years ago. I'm like, are you apologizing because I'm making money now?
that part. I was like, y'all forgot what y'all used to be saying to me.
Trauma.
Y'all, you forgot because I didn't.
It's forgot. My heart does not forget.
That part. But all in all, Jam, just so grateful to have you here on the podcast.
God,
I hope it was. Yeah.
You didn't have me wear headphones?
No headphones.
And the conversation was lively. I mean, this is good. Can we clap for you for being brave on video? Can't we?
I appreciate you. I appreciate that.
It's underneath your thing and all your asses.
Stop it.
You're out here praising me. Thank you for leaving.
No, because I've been wanting to have this conversation and just connect with you. First of all, just connecting with you online or just watching you and watching your work. It's always so inspiring. But definitely wanted to have this conversation and connect with you because I feel like there are also so many ways that what we do crosses, you know, and connects. So I wanted to have you on the show. I wanted to share, you know, everyone already knows who Jam is, but I wanted to make sure it's just amplify what you're doing because I think it is just so genius and the way of the future. And I know you're out there changing lives. I wanted to give you your flowers. I know you get them all the time, but, you know, wanted to just really share with you. I see you. I love what you're doing and I'm excited to see what you do next. And I'm also excited to tune in to the show when the show happens, darling.
Listen.
Soon.
That happen.
I know it will
manifest a lot of things, and if the universe and I are on the same page like we have been in the past, it will happen. I'm not gonna rush it, but it will happen.
It will and I'll be ready and excited to tune in. So.
Are you in Texas? Where are you based again?
Dallas. Used to be New York and I moved to Dallas.
Listen, you know, I have been wanting to come out and get some smoked barbecues. So,
well, darling, when you get here, you let me know.
Give me the cornbread, give me the smoked barbecue. I'm ready. Get my
seriously. Ready. Let me know. That's gonna be a whole vibe. Let me know. For real.
I'm serious. I've just been looking for some black people out there to make sure I'm safe.
Oh girl, we're here. We out here. Don't worry. You're gonna be good.
Thank you for this. This is magical. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, Jam. Don't be a stranger. Let me know if you need anything at all. I appreciate you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Yeah. Yeah.